top of the morning to you. This is your girl, Fabulous Frida, always your host, here to bring you the most on WDGS on your podcast station. Today, I want to begin by saying, God, I thank you. When you wake up in the morning, I think that is one of the most powerful ways of acknowledging your relationship, your faith, and your belief with God is by saying, God, I thank you. I thank you for my life, my health, my strength. I thank you for my provisions. I thank you for everything that you have made possible to me. Listen to me this morning. I just finished watching a video of my cousin life celebration ceremony. She transitioned last week. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life celebration service. And you know, as I was watching, let me tell you what I thought about. I was watching all my, what I used to call my little cousins that are now grown up, and how beautiful everything was. Everything. I mean, everything was just beautiful. It was such a blessing. I mean, I've been to many celebratory services where people have transitioned, but I think that to me, I'm just saying to me, it topped it, because it was just the way everything was, and the camaraderie and the harmony, and even her, it wasn't anything elaborate or fancy, but it was just, I tell you, to me, I'm just saying to me, it was just one of the most amazing homegoings, because it was celebrating her life in such a way for people to understand a couple of things. One, purpose. Two, peace. And three, positions. She was a teacher. She was an entrepreneur. She was a daughter. She was a mother. You know, she had many positions, but one thing that I can say that stuck with me is that the people that came up to provide reflections, they talked about her coming to them. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed this. Most people, when you transition in the reflections, that's what they normally do. They talk about, what have you done for them? What has this person given out to you? But you know, in her reflections, what was different to me was this. Everybody talked about how they connected with her because of her presence. Not because of gifts, not because of money, but her presence. And that was such a powerful thing to me, her presence. And you know, one thing about people, we can talk to them on the telephone. We can talk to them by Zoom. We can talk to them through social media. But a lot of people, they don't pick up the phone. And there were some people in their reflection, even though it was few people, that talked about how she would pick up a phone and just make quick calls every day. How she would connect with them regularly. And let me tell you something, that just resonated in my spirit. Because in spite of all the hats she wore, and she used to be on social media very frequently, but it did not take away, oh, I hope somebody grabbed this, for her still making personal time to reach out. I don't know if anybody listening to my podcast follow me on YouTube. And if you do, that was one of the things that I launched in my lineup for the week, is that don't allow social media to overwhelm you so much so that you cannot make personal contact with people. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed that. But I gotta tell you, most importantly, what really pushed me to go ahead, other than watching that beautiful ceremony. And you know, people, it was something that wasn't said. And I want to say this to you as a people that's listening. There are some people, regardless of what you do, what you say, how much you try to teach them, how much the Holy Spirit leads you to guide them, how much you can be there, you can show love, you can shower love. But I came to the conclusion, some people just cannot help themselves. Some people cannot help themselves. What do I mean by that? Because I got a call concerning this ceremony. And instead of highlighting all the wonderful, wonderful things I saw, they had to throw some salt. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed this. And then I was lying there as I was watching and watching and waiting. I said, but that wasn't bad at all. What did they do? And God had to tell me this, and I got to tell it to you. Some people can't help themselves. Some people think that when they call you, they can't entertain your ears if they don't say something negative. I'm to the place that I believe some people, they just can't help themselves. When you see all this good and you still got to pick out a crumb of something negative, I had to come to the conclusion. I said, well, God, he said they can't help themselves. Listen to me. It's some people, they just can't help themselves. When you can find something so beautiful and you got to take something, one thing. Well, two things they said to me. But you know, that and let me tell you something about God. I kept trying to link. And it would not cooperate until almost the break of day this morning. And I know now why. See, this is why we have to learn in this season to move strategically, spiritually. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed this. You will need to really, really, really listen to me. You got to grab this. You would need to really, really, really learn how to move strategically, spiritually. Why am I saying it like that? Because there are people, they got issues. And they will let you see their issues by what they say. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed this today. Listen to me. There are many people with issues, but then I've come to the conclusion, because my grandmother used to have this famous saying, if they knew better, they would do better. And then I remember some years ago, listen, you got to grab this. I was sitting and I was meditating on what my grandmother said. If they knew better, they would do better. And she shared that with one of my older relatives who told her, your husband got fresh with me. And my cousin told me out of the mouth, her own mouth, she said, you know what, Afrida? She said, Kunju was such a sweet person and a strong woman in God. I thought for sure when I told her her husband got fresh with me, she would respond and say, oh, but when he get home, I'm going to tell him a thing or two. He know better than, he shouldn't have did that. She said, but conjure instead. This is what she said to me. She said, well, pray for him. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed this. She said, your grandmama said, pray for her husband because he did not know any better. She said, because she said, if he knew better, he would do better. She said, Afrida, I love cut jewel. And in my mind, I thought, what kind of woman is this? She's just the biggest fool by her husband. She said, but once I got the Holy Ghost, because she told me the testimony after she got saved. She said, but once I got the Holy Ghost, I realized, oh, God help me today. She said that it took a strong woman in God to give me that type of response. She said, I thank God for control. She said, but let me encourage you. And the reason she was telling me this testimony, she said, a lot of people know better, but they don't do better. But just pray for them. Because me and my analytical mind, you know, I'm constantly saying, well, why people do stuff like this? Why they do it like that? Well, why do they make it make sense? You know, because I mean, I need to analyze things to realize how to make it make sense. Because to me, I was one of them kids. If it don't make sense, why do it? Hello. If it don't make sense, why say it? Hello. If it don't make sense, why ask for it? Hello. But then I had to learn how to pray for things instead of always speaking on things that don't make sense. Don't get me twisted. I will. But I have gotten far, far, far away from it as God continuously to give me spiritual growth, give me spiritual awakening. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed this. I start weaning myself. Now, I still talk about social things sometimes, economic things that don't make sense. But as far as people and personalities that don't make sense, I'm coming to my own conclusion. They can't help themselves, and they really can't. Because just like my grandmother used to say, if they knew better, they would do better. If we really understood knowing the power of the spoken words, if we really understand knowing better, that by our words we are justified and by our words we are condemned. I talk a lot, but trust me, I'm very mindful, even in all my talking, when I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm not talking what we used to say in high school, out the side of my neck. I'm not talking out the side of my neck. And I'm not talking off the top of my head. Because believe me, before even this morning that I began to launch this podcast, I've been processing one phrase for the last 3 days. You don't hear me now. And God had to begin to minister to me from that phrase. Some people can't help themselves. Because I started thinking about it when I got the phone call and when I got the clip for the video. I'm like, why would they send me a video and still have something negative to say? You know, that's why I say God wouldn't allow me to watch it before the 8 a.m. this morning. And as I watched it, I said, you know what? But all that beauty, oh, God, help me today. All that beauty, all that anointing that was in that building. See, this is the stuff that excites me. I get excited about a good testimony any day over somebody calling me with one, two small negative comments. I get excited. And so, you know, I was excited. My adrenaline was actually still rolling from a testimony that I received Friday night. I was it Saturday night. And I was speaking with someone, and listen, they just blessed my spirit because they gave me a miracle testimony. And they had been dealing with a situation and dealing with a situation. And they had to, you know how it is when you got to deal with customer service people and all this back and forth and back and all this stuff. But then they told me the full testimony. And I'm going to tell you, as they was telling me, they said, but I was strong through all that God was doing. And I kept the faith. But then they said, it just bring tears to my eyes now that I'm telling you. I said, that's all right, because you know me, I'm crying too. Tears of joy. And they said, but the person that was a customer service representative, you got to get this. Say they spoke into my life. person I never met, never seen. They spoke into my life and they said, you're going to receive a miracle. And they said, just a short after they said that to me, I began to receive a miracle. I had somebody to cash out me a blessing unexpectedly. And then say how God, they continued in their testimony to tell me how God strategically moved to help them resolve this situation miraculously. You don't hear me now. I love those type of phone calls. I love phone calls if somebody calling me because they want some coaching or they want some mentoring or they want some truth or they want some word or they want some gospel or they want to be transformed. Listen, we're in a season. Oh, God, help me today. God been dealing with me about matters of the heart. If you listen to my previous podcast, I think I mentioned about this book I bought years and years ago by Juanita Bynum, Matters of the Heart. But God started dealing with me in the beginning of the year. New year, new you. New year, new you. And in this new year, new you, that's the most important thing. But God started dealing with me and tugging at my heart in 2022 because he started letting me examine the people. See, this is where you got to get this. He started letting me examine love in another perspective. And see, this is the thing about real love. People who really, really love you. This is what God taught me in 2022. I kept examining people, the people that enter, the people that exit, the people that enter, the people that exit. Listen now, you got to get this. Some people, they have no self-control over. Sometimes God is doing the entering and exiting. Sometimes God will sever ties in several seasons. All I knew before the beginning of 2022, listen, you got to grab this. God compelled me. He pushed me in a 3-year prophetic word. And at the end of 2021, I was having to go through all kind of challenges. You don't get this. I was ready to relocate. Listen to me. And when I tell you, I was being challenged on every side. Every side. Only two things I knew for certain. God said, I must move. And second thing, God had positioned the money to move. And he said, no matter what, do not touch it. Let it stay in place. So all these other obstacles start happening around me, right? And then it was like, okay, I can't move because my 30-day notice is not up when I thought it was up. So that extended me another month. Then it was I had to move because there were repairs that had not taken place. And then I had to find a place. But I ain't going to go into all of that testimony. But those were my challenges came. Finding a dwelling place. And you know, if you've got to look for a dwelling place, that means you don't want to get stuck in the limbo of being homeless. You don't hear me now. But even after all of that, God positioned me. And once God planted my feet and relocated me, he began early shaving people. I mean, the beginning of 2022, early in the year, God starts severing some people. And at first, I didn't know how to take it. Because you know, sometimes we love people that don't know how to love us. Well, I hope somebody grabbed that. Sometimes we love people who do not know how to love us. So this is the meter that God gave me to measure. He said, I want you to examine the people in your life. And if it brought them joy when you went through your seasons and you were down and out, those are the people you don't deal with. And I come to find out because somebody had to drop that in my ear. And they was talking to me about someone and they said, you know, they put some pictures on Facebook when you was down and out. And so God said one thing about love. When you're down and out, when you're going through the worst place in time and season, if anybody exploits your hardship, You need to look at their heart. Oh, God, help me today. So throughout that year, and this is the thing, I was still reaching out to that individual, but they was not reciprocating. And so God started ministering to me, and God said, you know what? I got them tied just like I got you tied. And God said, because I need you to step back and look back. And all these people that start flooding me with calls, you don't hear me now, of all these negative things and words this person had been saying. And I said, oh my God. God said, I needed to move you way out that state for you to get these phone calls. Because while you was there, people didn't want to tell you. You don't hear me now. And this is the thing. Why I got to say, they don't know no better. And so this is what God said to me. Whatever you do, do what your grandmother say. Pray for people. Because if they knew better, they would do better. But I'm going to tell you something. One season I went through in my life, I stopped quoting it. Because I started saying, in that season, if they know better and they still don't do better, you don't hear me now. I truly believe there are some people who truly know better, but they don't choose to do better. And so God said, "Was no, 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 no." See, he had to come back and check me on Friday, Saturday, that's when it was, Saturday. And he said, they don't know no better. He said, some people, they may know what to do, but they don't know no better. Because if they knew better, they would realize their soul is at stake. And every word that proceedeth out of their mouths, they got the answer to it. They got to be justified. And they got to be condemned. And if they really knew what that meant, they would truly try to do better. Because even watching my young cousin home going, we know not the day or the hour. Listen to me. That God is going to call us. So the beginning of last year, all the way through, God had me to examine my heart. He had me to do some heart examination, heart surgery, heart purging. And therefore, when the beginning of 2023 came, God said, new year, new you. That's your slogan. Every year, God would give me a slogan. And that's the slogan for 2023. Now, God gave that to me in 2022. He gave it to me prophetically because on my website, he had me to sit down and give me a word for each month of the 12 months in the year. And way before January got here, God said, I want you to title the first month on the first day of the year of 2023. New year, new you. And throughout this new year, you keep working on a new you. And the more I kept working on a new you, the more I kept seeing people's hearts being troubled. People's souls are not being worked out with fear and trembling. People's spirits are still unforgiving and toxic and tainted. And God said they cannot become new in this year until they are purged, until their hearts are clean, and their thoughts are transformed by the renewing of their minds. And so God said, and until they do those three things, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means you can't think the way you used to think. If you think everybody is always against you, if you think you got something that everybody want, and don't nobody want none of it, but you've been thinking like that, and you still thinking like that, then you know what? If you think people have not let stuff go because you didn't let it go, you still in the same old mindset. And the Bible said in that thought process, see, your thoughts have not been transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you still talking the same old way, every time you call somebody, you always talking about who against you, who negative, what's wrong with everybody else? What's wrong with everybody else? Let me say that again. What's wrong with everybody else? And not willing to acknowledge the wrong within yourself. You know, it's some people for years and years, they have literally called me. They tell me everything wrong somebody did. Everything wrong somebody did. Everything wrong somebody else did. I mean, everything from family to friends to the preachers, to the teachers, to it's always, and you ever met people like that? Every time they talk to you, it's always something wrong everybody else have done to them. But they can't ever admit, oh God, help me today, all the wrongs that they have done. All the wrongs, any of the wrongs. Let me say it like that. Not all the wrongs, but just some of them. No, they don't want to talk about that. And so God told me, listen to me, you got to get this. And the reason it's imperative that you absorb this is because these spirits like these are on the rampage. And that's why I'm saying you have to become strategically spiritual. If you don't come strategically spiritual, you'll keep getting suckered in. You'll keep getting dragged in, roped in, drawn in. By them same people that every time they call you, their entire conversation is about what somebody did wrong to them or what was wrong, what they had to see. It's never about something that sounds good to your ears. You know, we're in a different dispensation. I was just listening to that in the book of John last night. And in the book of John, John was talking about a dispensation of time. Listen, we're in the season where people will truly be left behind. You don't hear me now. I got to say that again before I put a pen in this podcast. If you don't get to getting a new you in the new year, you will be left behind. And the word of God continuously say throughout that if you find some people doing some stupid stuff, and the word is saying, let them keep doing it. Because there's too many platforms and too many people out here. And it's too much available prayer for any of us not to stand on faith. Listen, I keep saying, if we made it through the COVID season and we still yet living, we need to put some of that old stuff behind us. If you made it through the COVID season, and COVID is still here, but I'm talking about the hype. Let me put it that way. The height of the COVID season, when it was very prevalent, when they was putting people in the grounds, in unmarked graves, because they was not notified that that's my relative. When people was just passing away with a number count by the thousands on TV every day, and you was not in that number. Let me tell you something. You need to be striving in this new year for a new you. You need to push past whatever you can. Let me tell y'all, and y'all know, I'm sure if you regular, you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. Some days you just need to push past people and place yourself prostrated in the presence of God. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed that. You just need to stretch out and cry out and get it out and just pray for God to take it out. It's no time in this year that your conversations is still like they was last year. Well, all you want to do is talk about, and don't give them something to talk about. I'm not talking about something good, But I'm talking about something that's always negative. Can you be transformed by the renewing of your mind? Can you be transformed by the renewing of your mind? Can you pray to get in a place to know better and do better and be able to help yourself? Help yourself. Help yourself. And may the blessings from heaven flow down into your lives. Meet all of your needs, even the things your heart desires. And may you continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. And until the next podcast upload, may some words in this podcast resonate inside of your spirit and soul to be downloaded and transform your life in a good way, a loving way, a kind way, a peaceful way. In Jesus' name, amen.